Cornell's Robert Hockett was hired by Seattle to study the extent of the foreclosure problem here and make recommendations on what to do. He says the crisis hit Seattle later than much of the country, but now Seattle has a higher percentage of homeowners who are underwater than the U.S. as a whole. That means they owe more than their homes are worth, and Hockett says they're more likely to fall into foreclosure. He says to stop that from happening, the city needs to find ways to bring the value of the loans down so that they equal what the homes are worth. He's advocating something unusual, that cities like Seattle use the power of eminent domain to take over underwater mortgages and make them affordable so the homeowners can stay put. Hockett concedes that use of eminent domain may surprise people.
It's very tempting, if you're not an expert on this, just to sort of think, oh, eminent domain, that's about taking land, isn't it? But in fact, it's not. It's about taking property. And as many forms of property as there are is as many forms of property as are subject to the eminent domain authority. And that includes intangibles, including mortgage loans.
He says eminent domain hasn't been used before for mortgages, but he thinks it's a viable option under the law. Still, a legal battle is taking place over this very issue in the San Francisco Bay Area. The city of Richmond said it planned to use eminent domain to buy underwater mortgages and reduce the value as a way to keep struggling homeowners in their homes. But that drew a lawsuit from government-sponsored mortgage giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and big investment groups. But Hockett says other cities are considering the idea, including Newark, New Jersey. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.